about the fact that we have a fight. We have a fight on our hands. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 26, Paul writes, "So I do not run aimlessly. I do not box as one beating the air." He's preparing to fight. 1 Timothy 6:12. "Fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called and about which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses." Fight the good fight. value to him. Guys do that kind of stuff. And when Christ calls us, he invites us to follow him. And I will tell you, it's going to be a life of adventure because he's going to require your all. It's a life of commitment. Luke chapter 14, verses 25 to 33. Now, great crowds accompanied Jesus. And he turned and he said to them, "If anyone comes to me and does not have..." they heard God coming to visit. Normally they look forward to those visits with God. They heard God coming to visit. What did they do? They hid. They hid from God. They were covering up. They covered up their bodies. They covered themselves from God. And what happened when God confronted them? Well, they started to blame each other. Well, it's not my fault. And that transparency was lost. I got to tell you, I don't think it's ever been gained. You can gain a small portion of it in a good relationship. We have books on the market today that say, that transparency is gone. We have such a hard time communicating with one another. And it's because God didn't create us that way. We brought that on ourselves. And so here's Adam, and he's got this great transparency, this great relationship, and loses it because of sin. Ephesians chapter 5, it says this: husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church, gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. Guys, I think that if we do this, when we get around to the passage where it says, wives, submit to your husbands, if we're this kind of husband, I don't think our wives are going to have a problem submitting to us. If they're godly women and we're godly men, we're both striving to follow the Lord. By the way, in this passage, this whole passage starts in verse 18, where it says, do not be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. I don't think this can be accomplished apart from the Spirit. Just for a moment, but I saw it. I saw it. It was not a glare in my eye. It was not my imagination. I saw it. And that's the way it is. Every once in a while, if you're watching a Hollywood movie, Hollywood knows nothing about God. But every once in a while, a godly truth will come through. I'm sure it's quite by accident. There was a movie put out a while ago called Jerry McGuire. In the movie, there's, of course, the relationship challenge and all this going on. But there's a line that comes out of that movie, and if a person has seen the movie, they'll remember nothing else about the movie. therefore take up the whole armor.